Managing storage, definitely a top IT priority, and today, organizations not only looking for a good solution to their storage challenges, but also considering what approach will offer them the benefits of energy efficiency in a smaller space footprint. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be exploring a collection of solutions that reduces power consumption, increases performance, and optimizes space and cost efficiency. Joining us today is Gary Watson, the Chief Technology Officer, the CTO over at Nexan. Gary co-founded Nexan and has served as CTO since 2000. Prior to that, he founded and served as CTO of his organization's UK subsidiary. And Gary, thanks for taking time and joining me today.
Hey, thanks a lot for asking me.
One of the things, Gary, that not only you and I know about, but obviously all of our listeners, is there's increased regulation out there, and I believe that's one of the factors that's driving a lot of organizations to really reevaluate their needs for storage. And what I want to hear from you as we start is, how is this impacting Nexan? How is it impacting your thought process, your development process, in terms of what you're offering to organizations to help them keep pace with storage demands?
Well, Nexan pioneered the technologies that are used today for long-term storage of digital assets. We introduced the world to enterprise ATA arrays back in 2001, and in 2003, we launched the first array to hold 42 drives and two hardware RAID controllers and only 4U of rack space. And so today we have, you know, the evolution of that technology is our SATA Beast and SAS Beast product, which provide enterprise-class reliability, fault-tolerant, hardware-based RAID 5 and 6, true active-active redundant RAID controllers, 42 SAS or SATA drives in 4U, up to 84 terabytes in a 4U space. And a lot of our customers buy lots of them. So you continue to be able to drive those ultra-high-density, very high-performance solutions at a very high reliability point. And we are known primarily for reliability nowadays. We have the most stable products in the world.
And obviously, some of these regulations have caused smaller organizations that didn't take as much focus on storage and some of the needs out there in regulations. Are you seeing more of an uptick in those organizations that are reevaluating kind of their storage practices?
Well, we are. And we're seeing it not just because of regulation, but also just because it with products like Nexan, SATA Beast, and our other storage products, it becomes practical to store your digital assets online, and you can try to drive some additional value out of those assets as opposed to leaving them dead in a tape box on a shelf.
We're coming out of a recession. Obviously, there wasn't a lot of growth in much of industry. We haven't seen job growth, things like that. But something, Gary, that you and I both know was always growing was data. It just does not slow down. There's nothing you can do with it. And a lot of organizations realize that they have to put something in place that can kind of scale as we anticipate growth coming back into the business arena. A lot of folks aren't ready for a rip and replace. They don't have the huge budgets. So what are some of the things that, again, people are evaluating that you're offering in terms of flexibility when it comes to storage?
Well, we have a very flexible offering. We can go down to just a few terabytes, and we can scale up to the petabyte scale. We have a lot of multi-petabyte customers. We have lots of customers who just have a few handfuls of terabytes. And we have the ability to connect into an existing fiber channel SAN. We can connect directly to your servers with fiber channel or iSCSI. We can support capacity-optimized SATA hard drives as well as IOPS optimized SAS drives, and in fact even solid state drives in a single storage shelf. So it's effectively tiering your storage in a single shelf. We provide very high performance, cutting edge performance on the fiber channel interface. iSCSI, of course, is the very easy to deploy network based storage solution, and we're driving a lot of key benefits to the customer. We're able to cool these products very efficiently. We're able to control the drive vibration in our high-density storage products. We have extreme energy efficiency that extends drive life and provides overall total cost of ownership savings.
Let's dive a bit further there on the energy savings, because again, that's an area a lot of organizations, you know, green was starting to come into the enterprise and even the small, medium-sized businesses. A couple years ago, the recession hit. Some people started thinking about maybe we need to shelve that, but really the green, the energy efficiency movement hasn't stopped. People are really factoring that into purchases. What are you doing? And what are some of those benefits that Nexan's able to provide in terms of helping folks cut down some of those energy costs?
Well, I mean, the heart of it is our technology we call AutoMate. AutoMate is a system that automatically and transparently reduces the power consumption of the system by gradually reducing the power consumption of the drives and the supporting electronics that go with them. So, for example, after a few minutes of inactivity, we can put the drives in a low-power mode that they can recover from very quickly and service up traffic within less than a second, and that saves about 20% of the power consumption just by doing that one little step. And then as time goes on, if the system continues to not use a particular rate set, we can spin it at half speed, which saves around 40% of the power consumption. And if it continues to not be utilized, we'll go ahead and spin that rate set down, which can save 60% or more of the power consumption. We also start powering down other electronic support circuits and fans and so forth to reduce the overall power consumption. And on top of that, even at maximum performance, the solution is extremely energy efficient, with 42 drives sharing one set of controllers, as well as the controllers themselves are very low power design, much lower than most competitive products. So even if you're hammering, you know, the 84 terabyte solution, you know, 24/7 with as hard as you can hammer the arrays, it's still under 800 watts. And that is an amazingly low power consumption number. And you go down to sort of 300 watt territory if you go into our deepest level of AutoMate, which we call AutoMate Level 3.
And that's obviously powering things down. Another factor within kind of the energy consumption here, obviously, more storage you add, the more energy typically you need. But I want to talk about your SATA Beast product. I know a little bit about it. Good cooling systems, those are kind of key for storage. Let's get into a little bit here, and I'll give out the stats, and you tell how you all were able to come about it. 84 terabytes of storage. But you do that and you let the customers do that in only 4 units of rack space, and still it's pretty power efficient. How did you guys go about getting there?
Well, we own our own designs. In other words, this is our own RAID controllers, our own packaging. So that allows us to design storage packaging with the control electronics effectively in 3 dimensions. We model it in 3 dimensions, and we organize the internal components to maximize the airflow and to minimize the transfer of vibration from drive to drive. So if you actually shine a flashlight in the front of a SATA Beast, you'll see it out the back. I mean, it is very unrestricted airflow. The air goes by the drives at very high velocity. There are fans in the front and the back. So the fans in the front pressurize it. Fans in the back exhaust the air from the unit. And it's able to cool even if a fan has failed, even if the room is relatively hot. It's able to cool the solution even if you're, you know, filling it up with 15,000 RPM SAS drives and using them in 100% duty cycle mode, even with a bad fan. In a high-temperature room, it continues to cool.
And I can see then benefits not only for larger data centers, but also the smaller closets that some, you know, small, medium-sized businesses might use. Obviously, that could add some benefits there for those smaller confined locations. Oftentimes, Gary, in technology, if we get something such as energy efficiency, we may sacrifice something, performance. Talk to me a little bit about that. Is there any compromise in terms of performance, access to the data, things like that?
No. We have designed a system that is capable of ultra-high performance, and if you use the system 24/7 and you are pounding on it with disk access, that's fine. It's able to deal with that and is designed for those environments, and a large percentage of our customers use them that way. But the AutoMate solution kicks in if there are situations where you have RAID sets that are not utilized all the time, either because you're not a 24/7 operation or because perhaps they're used for disk-to-disk backup or some other temporary thing, perhaps a disk archive that's a deep archive. And so we will put things to sleep if they're not necessary, but if they are being used, we'll go ahead and light them up and run full speed.
Gary, I get to talk to a lot of companies, look at a lot of products, and been doing it for many years. On first look at some of the names of your products, if you look at it, read it, it just jumps off as a regular product name. It's when you actually say it out loud, Atababy, SATA Boy, Atabeast, SATA Beast, you start hearing a little, what I hear is fun in there. Talk to me for a quick moment. One, am I reading too much into that, or did you guys have a little bit of fun with it and a plan when you came to naming some of your products?
Yeah, I think so. We wanted to do something that was distinctive. We are a very distinctive company. We wanted to build a reputation. We wanted people to know when they heard the name who made the product. And it's sort of our personality as a company. We don't always do that, but we quite often these products are our babies, and we want you to know that we care about them, and we want to make sure that they're successful for you. And we wanted names that allowed you to clearly link in your mind these products to Nexhan.
All right, Gary. Well, definitely, I think some of that personality came across today. I want to thank you for joining us, and I also want to thank our listeners for being on board. And if you are looking for a better way to manage your storage solutions, turn to GovConnection. GovConnection can work with you to design a solution using Nexhan technology that is configured to meet the needs of your organization. To learn more about Nexhan solutions available from GovConnection, contact your account manager, visit govconnection.com and search Nexhan, N-E-X-S-A-N, or call 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.